Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
And I'm talking about logos and not rhema. You need logos. You need raw material. Holy Ghost will take the logos and give you a specific rhema word if you get enough logos in you. And you won't have to walk around with me wanting me to give you a prophetic announcement every day. You're not supposed to live off of prophecy every day. You're supposed to live off of the logos every day. And he will give you application as you move forward. Then you won't need me as much.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for today's message, Stewardship 101. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Genesis 39, verses 1 through 7.
Anytime somebody joins the ministry, what do I ask them? Are you an asset or what? Once they say they're an asset, that's it. Holy Ghost will reveal if they're the enemy or not. Ahithophel, Absalom, and Judas, you don't have to hang them. They will always hang themselves. Our job is to make sure they come into the nursery, and we don't fall in love with individuals that's in the nursery. We make sure that the nursery is sanctified. If you ever work in the ministry there and you work in the nursery, you're going to see hundreds of babies come through in a year. Your job is to make sure the nursery worker is okay. You don't fall in love with individual babies. You love all children, and you make sure everybody gets everything they need to be successful. That's how it needs to be when we welcome the people into the house of the Lord. We welcome them with celebration. The spirit of assimilation is celebration, and we celebrate assimilation all the way through. When they come in to join, all the way through the process, even until they become a viable part of the ministry here at Truth Revealed. The welcome is so important. I think we need to grow there. Let me prophesy. In the name of Jesus, the welcome in our church is going to grow to another dimension. We're not going to walk past people without speaking to them. And why would you speak in tongues but you don't want to speak to me? I don't want to hear all of that. Put your tongue up. Stick it down somewhere. I don't want to hear no speaking in tongues, sha-la-la-la, but you can't speak to me. God wants you to speak to his people. God wants you to greet his people with a salutation. And we can't have the spirit of suspicion as it relates to that. Can someone say amen? The welcome is so important. Amen. Get your face saved. Let's smile. And stop looking like we're mad all the time. And if the corner of your heart can turn upward, your lips will follow. The welcome is so important. Everybody say the welcome. Welcome. Glory to God. And I want you to start saying you're welcome. Start saying it. When somebody gives you a compliment, I want you to say you're welcome. I want you to start greeting people and say, welcome to Truth Revealed. I want that to be a byproduct. I want it to happen with everybody, even if you're not an usher. Welcome to Truth Revealed. One of the things that the Lord spoke to the wife and I is that he would make Truth Revealed a household name in this region, and it's happening now. We need to do that by welcoming all people into the house of the Lord. Welcome to Truth Revealed. And so if I've never seen you before and you've never seen me before, I welcome you into the house of the Lord, and I'm inviting you back to this atmosphere again. The second aspect is the worship. The worship. Are we a good steward over the worship here? Everybody should worship. Nobody ever send a card up to the praise team saying, I want you to sing my favorite song. That's not what we do here. We're not here to entertain anybody. Everybody coming here should be involved in worship. Guess what? We start on time here. We're not waiting on you to show up, but I want to encourage you to be a part of the worship experience. That worship prepares you for the Word of God. I'm not supposed to preach you under the seat. You weren't prepared in your worship. And I'm not looking for your response. I'm not looking for you to shout and do all of that and cry while I'm preaching. And that lets me know that you're really getting it. You can sit there right there. Every time Jesus spoke and he was the Son of God, he didn't have people shouting and going on while he was teaching. But it was impacting their lives. You know why? Their spirit was open. And when you really worship God, you open up your spirit for the word of God. That's something that you need to do. The Bible says, break up your fallow ground. It's not my job to break it up. You need to break it up. And you break it up by extending yourself. Even when your body doesn't want to, your hands don't want to be lifted. You say to your hands, hands come into the divine order of God. Heart, sing unto the Lord. Holy Spirit, strum my heart string so I can worship you and I can get into that harmony that the Spirit is looking for, so you can open me up so the word of God can be planted in my life. And worship is so important. We praise him for what he's done. But we worship him because of who he is. Who is he? And I can give you all of the divine names of God. But who is he to you? That's why you need word in your life. That's the next dimension. You need word so you can worship. And you're going to see a covenant between worship and word. A covenant relationship between worship and word. Because the more word you know, the more you should be able to worship him. You worship his worth. His worth-ship. His worth-ship. How valuable is he? David said it like this, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. To magna the Lord comes when you get more word about him. And if you know him, our Father, notice it is not just the disciples' prayer or the Lord's prayer. It's really the disciples' prayer. Our Father, even our prayers are exclusive. Not exclusive, but it is community. Our Father, it's not my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. It's our Father. Even when you pray, you're not supposed to be isolated. You're supposed to be thinking about others as you approach the King. Hallelujah. Thinking about others who may not be having access into his presence. You need to think about it. Let's magnify him together. And this is why God is calling us back to worship. We worship in our private time, but he wants us in corporate worship. For as often as you assemble yourselves together, you gain strength. Worship is so important. We need to manage that and steward that a little better. So I decree and declare that worship will go to another level here at Truth Revealed. That we won't just have praise team engagement, but there will be community and congregational engagement. Like you were this morning, clapping your hands spontaneously, organically, without someone shouting, come on, open your mouth. Nobody should have to tell you that anymore. Especially believers who've been running with Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Well, show us that you're not tired yet by lifting up those hands without anybody coaching you, and give God the glory like you know you can. Come on, let's give a praise break right now. Come on, magnify the Lord with me and change the atmosphere. And let us exalt his name together. Girl, you better give him praise, your blessing. Your blessing is right before you if you give him glory. That weight on you will lift off your shoulders. Sherry, if you praise him, he'll turn it around. Ah. Come on, that depression that's on you will lift off of your life if you learn to give him the glory. Woo. Don't stop just a little bit longer. Don't stop. Get it. Ah. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost on that. Ah. Yandarabasa. Ooh, Jesus. Those of us who've been running with Jesus a long time, we should be better stewards over the worship moments. Kathy, or anyone on this stage, any minstrel, or Charmaine who's coming in, should not have to beat you in the worship. We're moving beyond the bludgeons of trying to get you to do things, because we're bruising the sheep when we beat you. When God wants you to be branded by His Spirit, not bruised by His preachers. And if I hit you, come on and get with it. I'm bruising you spiritually. But notice, when God brands us, He takes a hot iron. It hurts, but all He has to do after the iron is hot is brand you with it, and it's seared, and you're gonna scream. But we only have to do it once. And that's why I decree and declare that there's a branding going on in the spirit today. There will be no beating you to come on and get with it. You're not gonna bleed under your spiritual skin, but you will be branded so you can be a part of this team. And where are the real worshipers at? And God is calling for you to change the atmosphere. I decree and declare that there's an air traffic controller spirit that's moving upon the church now. You can shift the atmosphere if you learn to give God some glory. And I don't have to work as hard to get the message out. When you become better stewards over the worship moment. Here comes the word, number three. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Thy word is a lamp under my feet and a light under my pathway. Please read the 119th Psalm as a supplement to this message and see how the word, the statutes, the judgments of God play into your development, your spiritual growth and development. You must have a word from the Lord. And I'm talking about logos and not rhema. You need logos. You need raw material. Holy Ghost will take the logos and give you a specific rhema word if you get enough logos in you. And you won't have to walk around with me wanting me to give you a prophetic announcement every day. You're not supposed to live off of prophecy every day. You're supposed to live off of the logos every day. And He will give you application as you move forward. Then you won't need me as much. Your job is to run past me to Him. I am not your mediator.
Glory to God.
My job is to teach you how to get to Him, to perfect the saints for the work of ministry. And I need to stay in my lane. If I magnify in your zone too much, you'll start looking at me and you won't look at God. And the more I tell God's people to run past me to Him, the more He blesses me. Glory to God. Am I the mouthpiece of God? Absolutely. And you need to be able to tune into the voice of your leader. But don't get it twisted. There is no voice greater than the Holy Spirit. And He has been sent by God, the friend of God, to speak to you didactically. He'll tell you where to move. Don't you go down that road. Don't you go into covenant with this one. I need you to settle down over here. Watch this. Stop dating Truth Revealed and join her. Holy Ghost will tell you. I don't have to tell you. Stop dating Truth Reveal and join the ministry. Yeah. Assimilate. Participate. Yeah. God wants you to participate in everything that He's doing in the ministry. He wants to tell you that. He wants to visit you in the night seasons. He wants to show up in your dreams. Glory to God. And He'll tie you to the Word of God. That's why I need every believer in this ministry to start reading the scripture. Read Psalm 119. as a supplement to this message as it relates to being a steward over the word. And then allow the word to be a lamp under your feet and a light under your path. I won't have to counsel you as much when the word becomes your counselor. My job is to guide you. My job is to make sure that the flock of God doesn't have wolves coming in and out. Predators coming in to raise money, but they don't love you. Glory to God. They don't love you. They love your shiny objects. They love your shiny gold. They love your fair skin, but they don't know who you are to God. My job is to protect that and to make sure that we move swiftly, but at the same time, certainly with candor as we make these shifts and turns to get you to a predetermined place successfully and to make sure your resources go with you. Glory to God. I'm going to get to sowing money into the kingdom in the future, but you need to understand stewardship 101. Manage the word. The word has been sent for you. Jesus said, "Lo, I come into the volume of the book to do thy will, O God." Jesus showed up in the word. He is the word made flesh that dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hebrews 1, "In sundry times I spoke through prophets and those, but now I speak through my Son." We need to hear the voice of the word that's coming forth. And the more you get in the word and stay there, you'll be ready when Jesus comes. And then all of the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers who have been called the fivefold ministry of the church will start guiding you into the things of God. But God wants to be your shepherd himself. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. And if you ever tie into the word, hallelujah, there's a maturation that no one will be able to separate you. No matter where you go in the world, you'll still be tied to God because his word is nigh even in your mouth and in your heart, glory to God. And that word will walk and talk with you and tell you that you belong to God even when everybody else walks away from you. One of the things God wants to do, and you can tell when you start growing in God, even if everybody walked away from you, you are not alone. And you don't need me to coach you there. Sometimes God wants you to be alone physically because he's trying to do something corporately in your soul. And he will isolate you before he takes you to his people. It's natural for you to feel alone sometimes, but by faith we know we're not alone. He will never leave you, help me somebody, or he will never forsake you. Holy Ghost is always watching over you. But there are times where he will separate himself or make you feel that way because he's trying to do something corporately inside of you. Glory to God. And as I believe it was Jacob, he was afraid of Esau coming. The Bible said he divided his clan. Don't ever divide your family. I said, don't ever divide your family. Jacob was afraid of his brother Esau, and he divided his family. Those he loved the most, he put in the back. He stuck Leah and her children out front. But he loved Rachel and her children, and he stuck them in the back. And if you're not careful, you'll have favorites. But when you're leading God's people, you can't have none. We're all one in Christ. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And the Bible says he divided his family and he crossed the ford of Jabbok. And there he was left alone. And it was in God's plan for him to be left alone. And there he wrestled with an angel all night long. In that process, his name was changed from Jacob to Israel. And if you want a transformation in your life, you got to learn how to deal with your I'm all alone. Because God at times will let it happen because he's trying to get something to you that's going to affect you corporately. Oh, hallelujah. The word is so important. And God is jealous of this word time. It's been neglected, hadn't been managed well. Hadn't been managed well. We're not in the scriptures, I can tell. We drift too much. We're more secular than we are sacred. Believe me, I'm human and I understand that. I'm not trying to say I'm some angelic being. We all walk through things. But believe me, you need a base in your life and it is the Word of God. My job is to teach you how to get closer to God, not to become your God. The fourth dimension is the witness. Here's the sick one. Jesus goes to Bethany, and there he meets three: Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. Mary represents the worship in the house. Martha represents the work. We're going to get there. And Lazarus represents the witness. The worship is where it needs to be. And I'm believing God that he's going to bring our church to where it needs to be through this stewardship message. Our church is going to be in the proximity and the place that God wants it to be as it relates to worship. It's going to another dimension. Word is so important. Glory to God. Word and worship, there's a covenant that is bringing the word and the worship together here at Truth Revealed. And you see it in Bethany at Lazarus, Mary and Martha's house. That Mary represents the word and the worship. Jesus is teaching her the word, and she's at his feet worshiping him. And as the word comes forth, your worship should go to another level. Glory to God. But Lazarus is in the room sick. He's coughing. He's too sick to get out of the bed and to sit at his feet. And he's too weak to work to get the house clean. And I see the witness in our ministry being sick. It's coughing. What do you do when you leave ministry? On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Is there any witness in your soul? Are you bearing witness to what God fill you up with here in the ministry? Do you even visit the word? Or are you waiting for the next move? Who did you tell about Jesus? Who did you speak to for the last 6 days? Who did you help to come into the light? Who did you invite to your ministry? If all of us did it 7 times, we wouldn't have room to receive the people. That's why I know there's no witness. The witness is coughing in the room. God is trying to resurrect the witness here at Truth Revealed to where we're not sick in the room somewhere, we're at his feet. The witness needs to be empowered to do the work of ministry. Why are we afraid and embarrassed to say we're believers? When was the last time that you told someone that you love Jesus? When was the last time that you stopped trying to teach somebody word and just witness to what the Lord has done for you? You don't have to be an expert in the word to witness. There's a lot of people who want to join clans and join groups and want to teach folk, but you've never been taught yourself. What can you convey if you've never sat down? Why would you be in the 9th grade but you want to teach at a scholastic level? You don't have enough yet to blow your nose. You need to be taught. I'm not saying young people can't teach, but really you need a witness. Holy Ghost filled you yet? Have you gotten rid of the gunji? You hanging out with strange groups, compromising, joining other tribes? When's the last time you bore witness to the purity of the gospel? As Paul said to the Romans, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them which believe. Where's the stewardship level over the witness of our church? Or your personal relationship with God. This year you should say 12 is coming to know who Jesus is through my life. 12 are going to do exactly. This is G12. 12 are going to do exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to witness. I'm going to share. I'm going to do what God has called me to do until I have 12 that are working with me. Sit on the same row that I sit on. Come to the same ministry that I go to. Give just like I give. Follow me as I follow Christ. you will see the church join or grow exponentially if all of us became better witnesses.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Stewardship 101, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2202-0608. That's reference number 2202-0608. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku.
Attention high school juniors and seniors, it's time to apply for a paid part-time summer job and get free work skills training. Log on to careersourcebrevard.com or check out the link in the Truth Reveal app and apply by May 7th. The spring edition of Revealed Magazine is themed A Living Hope and is available on our website, truthrevealed.org. Download a copy for yourself or someone. Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School. New members' classes are still in session, and you can complete your orientation lessons virtually. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Sunblazers for basketball team announces rookie free agent trial Saturday, June the 4th at Joe Lee Smith Gymnasium, 415 Stone Street, Cocoa, Florida, 32922, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Go online to floridasunblazers.com to register. Florida Sunblazers pro basketball team trial Saturday, June the 4th at 415 Stone Street, Cocoa, Florida, 32922, the Joe Lee Smith Gymnasium, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Go online to floridasunblazers.com to register.
Try.